Hey guys, welcome back to Headline News with Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. So we have a wild, wild show for you. Not just the wildfires in Canada producing hazardous conditions. We even saw the haze here in Ohio.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Now, yeah.
Now, also wild, Trump's been indicted again. We've got the Biden bribe scheme, which we've all known about, but now we have the proof of. We're not going to talk about aliens on this show, are we?
I don't know if we're going to talk about aliens in this one.
In the after show, we're going to talk about aliens. But coming up, we also have a fifth grade teacher who's now been suspended for disagreeing with transgenderism.
Yeah, it's really cool. I got a really cool clip. He went on Dr. Phil.
I'm sad that he's been suspended, but still, like, this is complete insanity. So we've got the week of insanity coming up for you on today's headline news. You're not going to want to miss it. So if you have to go anywhere, go grab a snack, come right back, get a friend, share this link, and we will see you back in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
It is so exciting to be back on Brighteon at another Reawaken. It is so exciting what Mike Adams has developed in doing Brighteon.tv. Be sure you check it out 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's awesome.
Sheila Holmes and Jim Price here on Brighteon TV Live. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the family. Remember, you have to share this out so other people can hear the good word of what we're trying to do to help us from being a victim of the one world government they're trying to force on us. Thank you guys so much for being here, and see you guys on Brighteon TV Live.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Okay, so Leah, there are some weeks where news is just more newsy. This is one of those weeks.
Yeah, so my mom, because you know Patriot Gallery is always on, she's in the know all the time. And she's like, hey guys, Tucker's got a new show.
Episode one. He literally just tweeted it out and it said, I think it said EP1. Episode one.
EP Tucker on Twitter is what it's called, isn't it?
You know why it was supposed to be probably a play on ET because he talked about extraterrestrials.
He sure did. So we were all excited to hear Tucker's.
You were disappointed. It was only 10 minutes. I said, Lee's got a new episode. And you're like, yeah, Tucker's back. And then I said, only 10 minutes. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I think he did 3 episodes this week. We only watched one. And I was like, towards the end, I was like, what?
No, you weren't. You were eating a salad and you were like getting so angry. You're like, I don't even want to finish my salad. Do we have to go aliens?
That was pretty much what it was. He said, according to a retired Air Force.
We now have the proof you've all been waiting for.
For sure.
100%.
Because he's been covering this on his show for a while. But he says, for sure, we are 100% not alone. That there are, for sure, aliens from another planet.
We
aren't
alone. We have Jesus. But I would disagree on the aliens.
And people want to know if this spacecraft made it all the way through known space. Because the way our telescopes work, there's no planets that can support life or something. So wherever this one came from, this was like super hypersonic. And then it just so happened to crash here on Earth.
So for anyone that's watching Resistance Chicks and you're like, why are you so upset? I believe in aliens. So, well, we don't.
Aliens are demonic. And
I believe they are too.
They are getting ready to roll out Project Bluebeam.
Yes, and we've been saying it for years. We're like, guys, get ready.
And
when they say the aliens are invading, just know it is Project Bluebeam and it is not real.
Here's the thing. I legitimately would not be surprised, and I actually feel and have a premonition that this is what they're going to do. I'm not saying for sure because I don't know. I don't have any special knowledge, but I have a premonition from what everybody keeps piecing together around me. Like I have deduction, and I believe that it's highly probable, highly possible that they want to roll out, and so do these dogs. They want to roll out aliens. And then here's the thing. They couldn't get you all locked in and scared enough with the virus.
Right.
But if it's aliens, but they can get you to go to the camps and bye-bye.
Predictive programming has been telling us this is coming.
Yes. Absolutely.
So
it doesn't take predictive programming to realize that Donald Trump is in the crosshairs of the deep state. And for everybody who says that he is the deep state, I have to tell you, no.
Right.
There is a middle ground here with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't know why other people can't see it or why it has to be one or the other. Like he has to be fully bad or fully good to get behind him. No, let me just break it down to you very simply. Donald Trump is a regular guy. Normal-ish.
Okay, he's anything but normal.
He is a regular person,
right?
Who got into the elite, but he didn't become the deep state,
right?
He rubs shoulders with celebrities and all these people, and he is a narcissist, which actually is great for him mm-hmm. and for you in a way, because it means that he will keep fighting and he doesn't feel the same kind of emotions that we feel when things come to attack us. They fuel him and he goes on the offense, which we should all learn from. And I'm still learning from myself. Okay. That being said, Donald Trump has recognized something that we all need to recognize in this movement. I'm going to put him in a category of some of your favorites, Tommy Robinson, Alex Jones. Who are some of the other people that have been hit pretty hard? You know who got hit pretty hard? Lauren Southern.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find that there's evil all around you and you're like, I'm just going to go in and take them down. Like,
how come no one's done this yet?
How come nobody's done this yet? The people seem to want it. It's the truth. Why can't we just tell the truth?
Because you're taking on demonic forces.
You're going into these places that have been held by demonic forces, and you can only get so far. You will not take down the deep state with your logic, with your words, with the presidency. You can't. And a lot of people want Donald Trump to do that. But he can't do that
without the power
until he himself, not through you and your prayers, okay? You can't say, hey, God, I'm pure, I'm righteous, I'm going to pray to you. Now use that guy. He's got to be a willing vessel, okay? He has to ask God to use him too, okay? Well, he does ask God. When has Donald Trump led us in a genuine, heartfelt prayer?
He's okay. Got people for that.
You guys, you know the difference from somebody who has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who has a personal encounter with their sin.
Mm-hmm.
When you recognize you're a sinner and you recognize the glory and the grace of God, you can't help but tell people how holy God is.
But Leah, Trump just doesn't want to wear his religion on his sleeve.
You know, I had a friend. We have a friend.
That was me being.
Whose name is Adrian. He passed away last year. Mm-hmm. And he would go around saying, I don't want to wear my religion on his sleeve. When he was diagnosed with a terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He went around telling everybody about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he recognized and he got into a personal relationship with Jesus. And that's the kind of moment I'm looking for with Donald Trump. Now, I say all that to say this. The deep state is going after Donald Trump. This is unprecedented. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. And yes, we have to fight with Donald Trump once again, and we will. I want to play this first clip where Donald Trump himself is explaining that he has been indicted and the how unfair it is and what he's going to do to fight. So let's go ahead and hear what Donald has to say himself.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far. And did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxer's hoax, just like the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report. And that came out, no collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. But when you look at what's happened to our country in the last 3 years, we were energy independent. We had a strong military that wasn't woke. We were doing so well. We were respected all over the world. Got the biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history. And what do? You have a president where an election was taken, got more votes than any sitting president in history by far, never anything even close. And they come after me because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot, against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot. But we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount. And we went up to a level that they figure the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. And that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. Just like Russia, 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 just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we had tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam. And now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation, 7 years, even after I'm out. But it's called election interference. They're trying to destroy a reputation so they can win an election. That's just as bad as doing any of the other things that have been done over the last number of years, and especially during the 2020 election. So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again. And that's exactly what we did. But now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation. And this is what they do. I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it. And here we go again. Very unfair. But that's the way it is. I just want to thank everybody. We are doing something very special for our country. We're putting America first. I always put America first. And that's why we were in a position. Unfortunately, that position is no longer valid because they've done such a poor job. But we're in a position where we're going to make America great again. I'm innocent, and we will prove that very, very soundly and hopefully very quickly. Thank you very much.
You know what I find so just incredibly disturbing about this whole thing is this comes out with Trump's indictment at the exact same time as the proof comes out of this $5 million scheme of the Biden crime family.
Absolutely. We're going to play some clips for you. At least nine, if not more, people in the Biden family are on the take. Cernovich says they timed the Trump indictment the day proof that the Burisma scandal was true and the day that it broke. This is the JFK assassination all over again. Mm. They are trying to kill Trump by other means.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to put two and two together in a moment. So here we have Trump's indictment. Mm-hmm. And we have the Biden crime family. See, what happened was McCarthy and the House Republicans were warning Christopher Wray that they were going to hold him in contempt because there was a piece of information that was unclassified, by the way, that they wanted. It was a document from a whistleblower, I believe, that explained. Now, people say prove this is. Why hide it if you don't think it's proof?
Exactly.
Okay, so it comes out that Joe Biden was on the take for $5 million. There's so many more things. There's bank records.
He should be in jail.
All the Bidens should be in jail. So Representative Nancy Mace comes out and says, I told you that they would do this indictment on the same day that we came out with this. And so the FBI director, Wray, made them look at it in a SCIF, in a secure area. Remind you, you can't take phones in there to prove it. You can't. You have to come out and take notes.
Right.
Okay. So it's not provable.
Okay. It's a mental picture.
I would still hold him in contempt because if it's unclassified, then why do you have to look at it in the SCIF, in the secure area? Okay. This is how they play this game. So I want to play the clip about the Biden crime family that the Republicans delivered proof of yesterday. Let's roll that.
I try to call the balls and strikes, regardless of whether or not you have an R or a D by your name. I've been accused, all of us have been, over this particular issue that we're conspiracy theorists. We're not. What we're proving to you today is showing you actual bank records, actual evidence of shell companies and businesses, or more businesses and more Bidens involved that we knew of. You have to issue more subpoenas because every time we turn over a rock, there's more information, there's more possible corruption, there's more allegations that need to be investigated. This is what we know today. Money flowed from the Chinese Communist Party, aligned with individuals into American shell companies, and then that money was wired and transferred to Biden family members. This could be the most corrupt scheme in American politics, where a sitting vice president, where we saw members of his family, 9 members so far, there may be more, that were enriched from countries all over the world. And we're providing more information about Romania today. We know about China. We know that the president denied this during an election in 2020, continues to deny it to this day. And we want everyone held accountable if they have violated their oath of office. We shouldn't have folks that are in office that are betraying their oath of office. We shouldn't have people in office that are betraying their country. If they're paying loads of cash to their family members from adversaries of ours around the world. It's wrong, whether you have a Republican or a Democrat by your name.
This document also stipulates that, according to the confidential human source, that money was being moved through several accounts, multiple accounts, to get to Joe Biden. I'm going to say it again. Money was moved on purpose through multiple accounts to get to Joe Biden.
It's happening. The federal indictment by the Biden DOJ is direct election interference. It is subversion of the United States election. It's just, I don't even know what to say other than, yo, look, man, I don't see how this country remains on this path. I don't see how the United States stands and continues to function when you've got the sitting president filing an indictment against his chief rival. And the same day, and we'll get to it in a minute, where evidence is coming out proving Biden is corrupt and was taking bribes. Well,
you know, there's a couple of things that I want to highlight from these clips, okay? First of all, what Tim Kass just said there is so huge. The idea that the Biden DOJ is using the government against his political chief political rival. I mean, come on. How much deeper does it get? And then you've got essentially the greatest political crime. It, you know, like JFK style stuff.
Political crimes is what we'll say.
Okay, that has come out of the Biden family. And most, and honestly, guys, you're watching the Bright Tian TV network, which is phenomenal for the fact that we can say whatever we want. So you
Thank
guys
you,
know,
Mike.
You guys know exactly what's going on. But the average, even mega supporting American doesn't get the significance. We're talking, you think Watergate, you think Whitewater, you think the JFK assassination, all that stuff. Like, they're all like, oh, that will never happen again. It's happening now on the largest scale that you can possibly
imagine.
Trump
had two Democrat administrations try to take him out for an election.
Exactly.
And using the DOJ and the FBI. This is
insane. So we talk about election fraud all day long. We can talk about machines. We can talk about, you know, ballot harvesting, all these things. But this right here, plus the suppression of the Hunter Biden story going into the 2020 election, plus the suppression of Hillary Clinton going into 2016. I mean, like, this is other world stuff.
Yeah, so Clinton, Hillary, by the way, you mentioned her, tweeted out that you can buy her hat that says, but her emails. And then other people are tweeting out, we're worse. All right, I got another clip for you guys. Again, this is Representative Nancy Mace, who is often at odds with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But she brings truth to light. And you know what she says? She says, I foresee that this will make Donald Trump the nominee. If I didn't want him to be, he right. will be. Let's roll this clip.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of the House Oversight Committee. Congresswoman, so the reporting would be then, if this were true, that the Burisma scheme is confirmed, then Trump is indicted. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. This all just happened, sheer coincidence. Finally, we get the information on alleged bribes of the Biden family through shell corporations, et cetera.
Another Republican who saw the document, Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina, says it proves Biden sold out our nation. Biden was asked about her remarks earlier.
The bribery allegation, Congresswoman Nancy Mace says there's damning evidence in the FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh my goodness, it's so not funny. He's joking. Actually, though, the president asked a key question. Where is the money? And when will Republicans use their full power to find out where it went? It's remarkable that just hours after Republicans made this finding, Biden's own Justice Department would indict Biden's leading opponent in 2024. It's unprecedented. Congresswoman Nancy Mace joins me now. Well, first of all, you shook up the trees down on Capitol Hill today, and the president had to answer to what you said. Your initial reaction to the indictment?
Well, this is unprecedented. What I am feeling tonight, and I want to be very clear here. Donald Trump and I have had our ups and downs. I've been very clear about over the last couple of years, but I want the American people to know, to make no mistake, this is the executive branch tonight trying to take out their number one opponent for the presidency of the United States in 2024. And they have one standard for Donald Trump and another standard for everybody else in this thing. And if you look at the documents that President Biden had in his possession in his garage and in thousands of boxes and God knows where across the country in places that we don't even know of yet, Hillary Clinton having the server in her bathroom at her home with classified information on private email servers, everyone's held to a different standard but Donald Trump. And that's wrong. And I do believe tonight that Joe Biden just secured Donald Trump's nomination for Republicans in 2024.
You do? Why do you say that?
Well, looking at the way that they're treating him in one way versus versus everybody else, Biden, every time that Biden comes under the microscope, every time we show corruption by Joe Biden and his family, there's an indictment on Donald Trump. And when you look at the standard that he has, it's a double standard. It's a second tier, a double standard of justice in this country. And what the American people want, they want everybody to be treated the same. And, you know, Donald Trump's no fan of mine. He primaried me last year. So I'm not a shill, but I see this and I see how unfair it's been. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just can't believe this is happening. And I said this 2 days ago. Harris, I said that this was going to happen on the day that we either held in contempt Christopher Wray with the FBI, or we got access to those documents.
You were right.
And I predicted it. It came true. This is the banana republic. I just cannot believe that this is what's actually happening. He's trying to take out his political opponents using the executive branch. That's what this is.
And it's going to go down in history as such. Now, I disagree slightly with Nancy there saying that Joe Biden has secured the nomination for Trump. I think Trump already has secured that for himself. I don't think that Joe Biden can do that one way or the other.
You know, I think that the more they persecute Trump, the more it takes any other options off the table.
100%.
You know, so we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back from our break. But in the meantime, consider going to the Brighteon store and showing your support for this absolutely phenomenal network. The Brighteon TV network is where you can continue to get truth. So how do you support them? How do you support the resistance chicks? You go to the Brighteon store and you buy products that are going to be good for you, your body. Mike Adams goes through every single practically ingredient in every product that goes into that because he wants to ensure that not only are you receiving good, healthy information through the Brighteon TV network, but also good and healthy products. So use promo code chicks, go to the Brighteon store and support this phenomenal network so you can continue to get broadcasts like Headline News with Resistance Chicks and so many more phenomenal shows like this. So come back right after these messages and you will see more of what we've got in this wild week.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hi guys, welcome. We're here at the Reawaken Tour. Guys, get on that line there and watch Brighty on TV. Number one out there, number one in the world, Ohio Brett and everybody else. I'm Todd. We own this company called MakeHoneyGreatAgain.com, and we donate a lot of money to different charities. We're here this weekend to support the J6ers and their struggles and help them get to the finish line here that's hopefully soon.
Thanks for watching Brighty on TV, and you can join the Remnant Revolution Tour at the Remnant RevolutionTour.com. That's RemnantRevolutionTour.com. There's a remnant rising right now, and you're going to want to be a part of it.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care. Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
You know, one thing that we are big proponents of is raw milk.
Absolutely.
Why? Because store-bought milk, when they do that hydrogenization.
Homogenization.
Thank you. That's what I meant. Homogenization. When they shake the fat and the milk to become one thing.
Yeah.
Do you know that that produces free radicals in your body?
And they're not and they're not free. They cost your
They're
body.
Expensive radicals. They should call them expensive radicals because they will literally reduce your lifespan.
They will.
So one of the things that I take every single day to help with free radicals, not because of the raw milk,
so
but because
of
other
can't,
things.
So if you can't live near an ocean and just like down seaweed for breakfast.
Hawaiian astaxanthin. Okay. My friend actually got me started on the benefits of this because she takes it for endometriosis.
Yes.
Not this specific product, but the astaxanthin itself.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like, you know what? I'll try that out. It's good for blocking the sun. Like it's a natural sunblock. Just when taking it internally, it causes your body to kind of develop
He's
that natural
got,
sunblock.
He's got the colloidal silver.
Yes.
He's got the toothpaste. Do you guys know you should not be using
store-bought toothpaste. Store-bought,
no Crest, no Colgate, none of that.
Okay. Do you really want to die early? No, you don't. So go to thebrightonstore.com and use promo code Jakes.
Yes,
but no, seriously, these products are designed to kill us. That's why they're not Mike's products. The products that we get from the stores, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth that they want us to decay.
Absolutely.
Prematurely.
Absolutely. All right, so back to Trump and the indictment. Ben Shapiro says Trump's alleged behavior, if proved as the indictment claims, is actually nuts, he says. He says it's irresponsible, mind-boggling, and ridiculous. Also, by the Comey logic, clearing Hillary, prosecuting Trump is an absurd double standard, and prosecuting the president's chief rival is utterly destructive. So we have Trump on the one hand, and we're still learning what's in the indictment. We're still learning. I guess he had said that there was a document that he wanted to make sure that wasn't declassified, that should be declassified. But as a president, he has the authority to declassify everything. The difference between Joe Biden, who was vice president at the time, had no ability, and Hillary Clinton, who's merely Secretary of State, who had all these classified emails on a server that they literally knew that they were doing something wrong with because the bleach bit and hammers. And Trump, on the other hand, brings them all in to Mar-a-Lago, says, what do you need from me?
And
Trump is like the guy who's like, here's the thing about being president, okay? This is what you guys all have to understand about like the National Archives and all this stuff. This is a made up rule. This is a made up law. Like, you the president had some classified information. He's the president.
You mean this is not in the Constitution, Leah?
No. Oh my gosh. So George Washington gets a letter from somebody overseas and he takes it home. Like, no, you're going to jail, George. You're going to jail. Poor, like, George. All this stuff is made up.
Right.
Okay. And nobody's ever been, this is, I was listening to Trump's, one of Trump's former lawyers. He goes, this would be a civil case with the National Archives. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we deal with this? It's not a rule. It's not a law. It's not a crime.
But here's the.
No crime. No, you have to have a victim.
The desperation of these people. This proves that, because I'm going to tell you something. Every president, probably even down to George Washington, has more skeletons in their closet.
Do you remember when Joe Biden said, he had documents sitting right there in his unlocked garage?
Yeah.
Do you remember when even Mike Pence was like, I would never do that? And then he did too. Because everybody has these documents because you're dealing with different documents at all times. He's the daggum president of the stinking United States.
Oh, my word. Okay. How do you really feel, Leah?
That's how I feel. So we will come back to this. This will be ongoing. I think it's Tuesday that he actually has to show up for the first
part of the legal process. They think that this is going to keep people from voting for Trump, but all it's going to do is it's the Trump voters, and I mean this with all love, they're like a wart. The more you mess with it, the bigger they get. This is exactly what's happening. The more you mess with Trump, the more people are like, fine, I'm going back to Trump.
Ew, that's so gross. Yeah, don't mess with the warts. Just get the freeze off stuff. Okay, so I've got a clip for you. There's a fifth grade teacher who went on Dr. Phil, and he said something so offensive that it got him suspended. And he said, hold on.
Hold on to your hats.
That there are only two genders.
Whoa, Leah, I'm triggered. I'm just triggered by you even saying that he said it.
Okay, I have two clips for you in one, okay? The first clip that you're going to see these in succession. The first part is this fifth grade teacher who holds his ground with a transgender girl trying to say that she's a man who's obviously not a man. Okay, she's not a man. She's not a man.
I'm a man. Okay.
And he holds his ground very well.
Yeah.
And he's just like politely like, you can believe that, but you're not.
Right.
Okay. And it's like one of those things where I'm not going to say that to your face because I don't want to trigger you because you have a mental illness.
Like you're 90 pounds soaking wet and you're fat. The teacher should say, you can believe that, but you are not fat.
Well, honestly, though, it's like somebody with like autism. It's a mental illness. Mm. Okay. So I'm not going to go up to every kid with autism and be like, well, you're autistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you keep coming to me saying that you're not, that you don't have a mental issue when you obviously do, I'm going to have to, you might. Right. So the other half of this clip is very interesting because Glenn Beck has on a guest who talks about how the transgenderism is really just a front for transhumanism.
Boom.
All right, let's play this.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No,
same
they
as
don't.
Non-binary people.
Only
menstruating
women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to
it
cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body
if you
menstruated
are,
at
if
some
your
point.
If your chromosomes are XX... and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're
we're
not
excluding
men.
A whole group of
they're,
people
they're women
that menstruate.
Dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life and tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an
the
example
science.
when we've learned sex and gender identity are two very they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different.
Well, I don't accept
things.
That distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. The people who hate the truth. People who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. You disagree, I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all. So that's
you are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not hateful. That's a fact.
Second one is the crisis of the body, which we've been talking about. And in that section, I kind of offer my theory of the case for why this transgender extremism is actually a totally different beast than the American project of civil rights.
What is it?
Actually, what it is transhumanism. That what we're really dealing with is an ancient offer, an ancient split between body and soul. That what you are being told is you are a divine spark. You are not your body. Your body has nothing to say about you. Actually, it's probably a burden. It might be a mistake. And so what you need to do is reconfigure your body until the divine spark within you can float free. And guess what? It doesn't stop at transgenderism, right? It's actually much, much more than that. It's about using the tools of the state and technology to totally unmake the human person. That's a very, very old problem, and it never works out.
That, for those of you that don't know, is what real men look like. Both of those men that just explained that so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And putting the pin where it goes exactly, transhumanism, trying to cause the body to rework the body, mm-hmm, to match some sort of, you know, human godlike spark that you have inside of you is age old as time.
Yeah, the Reverend Jack Stagman actually sent me a video today from Jonathan Kahn, and he was saying that in this video that the goddess of Ishtar was actually a goddess of transgenderism.
Oh, wow.
She supposedly in her songs, she could change men into women and women into men, and people would hold a transgender sexual parades.
No way.
And I guess the son of Ishtar is Eros, which is where we get erotica from.
Right.
And basically what we're seeing right now in our society is just a reincarnation of the demons who were promoting the goddess Ishtar.
And when we look in the Bible about worshiping idols, and we're like, that's so, no one literally worships idols anymore. This transgender movement is idol worship. It's the exact same thing. It's the same demonic forces behind the same story, just repackaged and wrapped up differently.
Yeah, so in Greek, this Ishtar was called Aphrodite or Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the goddess of sexuality and mythologically, she's the wife of Baal. And so if this will set you free, I just have the power of God on me so strong. When you recognize that we're up against the same spirit that produced Baal,
boom,
Baal worship, this is as old as time. Yeah. These are the same demonic powers who are trying to revamp their power and authority. But Jesus took their power and authority. And so we need to say to these mountains, we need to say to these people, we need to recognize that these children that think they're literally being lied to by demons. And people who are believing this are either conversing with demons, possessed by demons, or going along with listening to demons. So this is a demonically, we don't fight transgenderism the way that you would fight something else.
So I appreciate the arguments, and I'm glad for these types of arguments when going back and forth. However, what Jesus would do in these situations isn't to argue the points. It's get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. And I think we do need to do both. Like, I think in our words.
Well, I think we list our arguments for the sake of people who have been brainwashed by these.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're actually coming up against someone,
if you are one-on-one, you don't have to say it to their face, but you need to be, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I ask you to set this person free in the name of
Jesus.
Because
arguments will never cast out a demon.
Right. That's true. Absolutely true. So with the trans agenda, I want you guys to come on Sunday and watch our World News program.
Yeah.
Because I have a clip for you of a woman who said that she's working with Joe Biden, who Joe Biden said, you corporations are more powerful than the government. And so you have the power to push the LGBTQ transgender agenda.
Yeah.
And so she lists how worldwide all these corporations are pushing this agenda. That's why you see the Bud Light. That's why you see the Target. That's why you see even Chick-fil-A. That's why you see the Cracker Barrel.
because of the ESG, the environmental, whatever agenda they've got going on, the social agenda, these businesses, they all rely on what? On credit.
Exactly.
They run. See, nobody owns their business outright. They're all running on credit, a cycle of credit, a cycle of credit. And they need their banks. If not, their businesses close. And so just this week, I guess there was somebody who's a Call of Duty player and he makes money doing video games.
Okay.
And he tweeted out, leave our kids alone when it came to like gay pride. And whoever is in charge of the Call of Duty fired him. So even like video games are in on the gay pride or whatever. It's crazy. But you know who owns these corporations? BlackRock and Vanguard.
Exactly.
Owns about 15% to 30% of every company almost in the entire world. And they're pushing it, I believe, because of demonic forces.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of pushing things because of demonic forces, what are you all going to do? You're all going to go get tickets, pre-sale tickets.
Oh, my gosh. The Sound of Freedom.
We're working on, if you guys are in Cincinnati or in Ohio, we're working on a date and a time for you guys. If you want to come with us, we'll let you know shortly. We're trying to work with Robert and Jamie. It'll either be July 3rd, 4th, or 5th. We're some one of those dates. So come see it with us if you're in Cincinnati. If not, go get your tickets now.
Because theaters are literally selling out. We're looking at actually renting out a whole theater.
Yeah.
Because tickets are selling out as we speak.
Exactly. But Tim Ballard made the rounds this week because it got around that he was working with Mel Gibson on a 4-part series, but Mel Gibson was just helping kind of give him some production tips.
Yeah.
So I say that's what he's working with Mel Gibson.
A little bit.
But he came out with this clip saying that they have a 4-part series on rescuing kids being sex trafficked in the Ukraine, and it's coming out very soon. So back to back with the Sound of Freedom and this 4-part series, you guys have been praying for God to expose it. The timing. The Sound of Freedom was supposed to come out like 2 or 3 years ago.
But I believe that God said the timing isn't right.
This is God's
timing.
He
held off the film.
This is God's timing. Absolutely. COVID and all that stuff. This is God's timing. We're taking down the sex traffickers. Let's roll this.
Ukraine got a phone call from Mel Gibson. He actually did the final edit of The Sound of Freedom. That's how we know each other, but not well enough that I'd be getting phone calls. And he told me that he was in Budapest at the time. This was right hours after the invasion. And he said he supports a bunch of orphans in Ukraine and he was worried about them. And he asked if I could help get them out. So now I've got 12 from my wife, I got 13 others from Mel Gibson. And I'm thinking, okay, I got this list of kids I got to get out. I told Mel, I said, you got to help me. This is going to be expensive. I won't ask you for direct donation, but can you help me film this? You know, let's film what's happening so we can get people to understand and they can support us. He said, no problem. He helped us get set up and started filming. 4 months later, what I thought was going to be maybe a documentary about Ukraine ends up being a 4-part docuseries that's almost done. It's being produced by DNA Films and executive produced by Tony Robbins. That's how crazy it got and how prophetic my wife was. When I showed up in Ukraine with a list of, I think, 20 names, the Ukrainians countered me and gave me over 10,000 names of orphans that they didn't know where they were because of the chaos caused by war. And more importantly and more frightening to me was the fact that I know that human trafficking is a $32 billion a year business. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. And I also know how kids get forced into that market. And it's through vulnerable situations like in the aftermath of a hurricane, mostly in a developed country, or an earthquake, or in this case, a war. And so the traffickers call it harvest time. And that was the intel we were getting. And so we weren't just there to extract those kids, but look for leads. And it really was a miracle what happened. You know, it's one of these things that, you know, faith precedes the miracle. I take a lot of comfort in the fact that there's only one time in the scripture where Jesus gets mafioso. It's righteous because it's Jesus doing it. But if you listen to his words, it's mafioso. He says that it would be better for you to have a millstone cast about your neck and you thrown to the bottom of the sea than that you would hurt one of these little ones, my children. That's mafioso action, sinking someone to the bottom of the ocean. And Jesus said it. So I know where he stands on it. So I can expect and we can expect miracles when we're fighting to protect children. I never dreamed there'd be a day when Ukraine.
So what I love about this entire thing is that everything is connected, Leah.
whether it's the sex trafficking that we've been so angry about for years, been trying to expose, and I say we as in you guys, the whole entire MAGA movement, whether it's the war in Ukraine, even the Trump indictment or Biden, it's because Biden's tied to the Ukraine, like everything is literally connected, and God is bringing it all to a head at one moment. And I am telling you guys something by the Spirit of God right now. You are about to watch God's glory in a massive, amazing way that you can't even imagine, where God is about to expose all of these people at the same time.
Yeah, I think so. I do. And I think that it also has to do with prayer. Corey, our friend Corey Gray, is coming up with a All Nations on Deck prayer team.
Yes.
So that's going to be powerful. And I think that we are on the cusp of, we're in the middle. It is happening. We're not even on the cusp. It has begun. The exposure has begun.
Yes, that's good.
And I think that when the Sound of Freedom comes out, I guarantee you, the Sound of Freedom on July 4th is a clarion call for God's divine justice. I have to tell you, 100%. The power of God is all over Tim Ballard.
Yes.
All over Jim Caviezel. All over this moment of truth. Okay? And the dominoes are falling. Boom, boom. And let me tell you something. You know what? When the dominoes, have you ever watched dominoes when they fall and then it kind of stops? They're still going to fall.
Yeah.
Okay? So just know they're all going to keep falling. Sunday on our world news program, we're going to break down the wildfires in Canada, how they may have started, the mystery behind, you know, Canada is a very large country. And how did all these wildfires start? From thinking about, like, California wildfires do not start fires in Massachusetts or Ohio. That's not how this works. Canada is not, oh, they're just Canadian wildfires. No, this is like having wildfires in California starting my forest on fire here in Ohio. Like, that doesn't make sense, right? So I truly believe that these were deliberate. 100%. They were started deliberately. I think the deforestation is one of their agendas so that they can get you to need. Canada has all the wood they need for all of their citizens to just burn wood stoves for the rest of their lives. But if they can get rid of their forest, they're literally shooting themselves in both feet because of some sort of satanic craziness. I want to leave you guys with a little bit on the Canadian wildfires. Let's roll this clip.
Most fires in the western provinces are under control. The fires have now opened new fronts, spreading to eastern provinces of Nova Scotia, Quebec, and Ontario. Right now, there are 437 active fires, with about 250 out of control. About 26,000 Canadians have evacuated their homes because of the fires. And experts say the hazardous conditions in New York City are the worst on record, breaking a 52-year-old mark. Correspondent Nate.
That was New York, the last clip that you just saw. You can't stay sustainably like in that. You can't breathe in that. That is, and so I don't want to just report on the news. I want to tell you guys something. We have to pray this through.
Yeah.
We have to find God on this, and we have to find the answers. We've been doing that on our Revelation Red Pill series every Wednesday. The Kingdom Roundtable has been doing it on Mondays. So continue to stay tuned for Resistance Chicks. Come here every week on the Brighteon TV network, right here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Put it in your calendar. We will bring you the top news stories of this week, and we will bring it to you in the power of God to say God wants to stop that. God wants to bring justice to those that have started these fires in Canada, and so much more. We are taking back the narrative, and Brighteon TV is helping us do that. So we want to give a big, huge shout out to them and say thank you for allowing us to speak freely and bring the power of God to stories that would otherwise be censored. We love you guys. God loves you. God bless. Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory. If it's actually the truth, we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.